Warning, the information and opinions within are solely the views of the individuals involved, contains content not suitable for anyone.
G'day and thank you for listening to or watching the Blockweb Beat podcast, recorded on Tuesday, 5th of March at about 7:30 PM AEST. On this week's show, holy moly, Bitcoin and the wider crypto market has gone ballistic. There's been a breakthrough in blockchain-based digital certification. The metaverse sector is buzzing with Africa Rare's Ubuntu Land, that's a mouthful, advancing Africa's digital presence, and Upland is making waves with both its private transportation update and, of course, the announcement of Genesis Week 2024 in Las Vegas again. On the AI front, we explore the deployment of AI-powered cameras for enhanced security at concerts ahead of the Paris Olympics. The NFT arena showcases NFL All Day's innovative approach to sports memorabilia, while the Web3 gaming segment highlights GCash's strategic partnership with Axie Infinity, which is going to be pushing the boundaries of gaming and financial transactions. Plus, as always, we ground ourselves with some real-world insights for a few doses of reality from the Meetsuiverse. I need to tell ChatGPT not to put innovative into my descriptions when we're working out the scripts for this show. Anyhow, let's start things off by taking a look at what's currently happening in some of the crypto markets. Happening? Is it happening? It is happening. All right. This week in the crypto market, we have witnessed a substantial upswing with the global market cap surging 14.5% to now just under 2.5 trillion. Amazing. This rally is underscored, of course, by Bitcoin's dominance, which edged up by 1% to 52.4%. And the fear and greed index has skyrocketed to extreme greed. As long as I've been following that and doing these sorts of shows, I've never seen it hit that. So yes, it's hitting 90 at the moment. Extreme greed, reflecting a heightened appetite for risk amongst investors. Oh boy, what could possibly go wrong? Anyhow, drilling down into the individual currencies, Bitcoin, of course, leads with a remarkable 14.6% increase, trading at 65,956 as of about 30 minutes ago when I took the snapshot. Ethereum follows suit, climbing to 12.1% to 3,670. And altcoins too see a mix of highs and lows. Shiba Inu leapt a staggering 72.5%, while Radix drops 7.8%. The market has also favored tokens like Engine, up 32.3%, and Theta, rising by 30.5%. In contrast, my poor old beloved Tron has experienced a slight downturn by just under 1%. And this week's metrics, of course, signify a bullish trend, although not all coins share in the buoyant market sentiment, reminding investors of the intrinsic volatility within the crypto sphere. Proceed with caution, avoid FOMO, and never invest more than you'd be willing to set on fire in your backyard. Well, at least that's what my mum says, but she's not a licensed financial advisor and neither am I. So none of that can, of course, be considered as financial advice. Please do your own research. All right, moving on. In blockchain crypto news, iCommunity Labs, a leading blockchain platform in Spain, has launched CertiFile, clever name, CertiFile.com, which is a new online tool aimed at transforming the digital certification process. This platform simplifies the certification of various digital contents, such as contracts and multimedia files, making the process both user-friendly and cost-effective. CertiFile.com offers both public and private notarization options, catering to different privacy needs, and supports the iCommunity native token, ICOM, for payments. By providing a blockchain as a service model, iCommunity Labs enables businesses of all sizes to easily integrate blockchain tech, enhancing security and innovation in digital transactions. The launch of CertiFile.com marks a significant advancement in digital certification, leveraging blockchain security and transparency to establish trust and streamline certification processes. Yeah, I think this is a massive step in the right direction. Couple this with NFTs, and it's going to revolutionize the way we look at things like marriage licenses, driver's license, deeds to houses. You name it, it's going to be the norm moving forward, is my guess. All right. In Upland news, as I said, there's a few things to touch on. Only touching on these briefly, of course, in this show. Upland is set to transform the player experience with the introduction of private transportation at long last, allowing for unprecedented freedom of road travel within its virtual world, kind of. This update enables players to travel between cities on the same landmass quickly. Nice one, ChatGPT, reducing travel time to about a fifth of the real-world equivalent. Okay, well, that makes sense. Upland's expansion includes new remote cities and towns, some accessible only by car, introducing launchpad properties for communal parking and exploration. The update also brings considerations for car management, including purchasing and relocating vehicles within the game. This evolution in Upland's journey enhances player engagement and opens new avenues for exploration and adventure in the ever-growing universe of Upland. Universe, ChatGPT, nice. Metaverse. So, yes, if you've been living under a rock and haven't seen this, it's been the buzz in the community for probably the last 3-4 days. Pretty exciting stuff, I guess. I haven't dabbled with it too much myself other than to move my cars within San Francisco. And interestingly enough, when I clicked on those, I was thinking I was going to have to drive them. I moved them from one area of San Fran right across to the other area to put them in a showroom property. I'm currently building a car showroom there. And I could just airdrop those like old school style. So I don't know, maybe within the city, it's not that. A lot of people got caught out, of course, like massive transport times and whatnot. And some very clever people have some figured out some clever workarounds. Plenty of videos out there if you want to check those out. Shacklin and YK2012, some obvious ones to go to if you want to see how you can get into some skullduggery and save yourself a bit of time. All right. Also in Upland news, of course, Upland is set to host its most anticipated event, Genesis Week 2024, in the vibrant city of Las Vegas once again on June 6th and 7th. This monumental gathering aims to bring the Upland community together for an unforgettable 2 days filled with the most significant prizes, exclusive NFTs, and ample opportunities for networking and community building. Attendees are invited to experience an array of activities, including a happy hour meetup, an all-inclusive dining experience covering breakfast, lunch, and dinner on June 7th, and the chance to acquire unique NFTs that won't be available anywhere else. The event offers two types of tickets, an early bird special price at $85. If you want one of those, you better be quick. They tend to get snaveled up very, very fast indeed. Available to the first 75 buyers. I wouldn't be surprised if they're already gone, actually. So check that one out. That also includes an exclusive early bird block explorer alongside all of the benefits of general admission. The general admission ticket for all of the other plebs priced at $100 provides attendees access to a full day of activities, catered meals on June 7th, complimentary drinks during the happy hour meetup, and the opportunity to take home a Genesis block explorer, exclusive NFTs, Upland swag, and participate in draws for huge prizes, apparently. It's important to note that prizes are eligible only for those in attendance and that Genesis Block Explorer is limited to one per person awarded upon attending. Genesis Week 2024 isn't just about the tangible rewards. It symbolizes the growth of the Upland community and the endless possibilities within the metaverse. By securing a ticket, participants ensure their involvement in what promises to be the most notable Genesis Week to date, although I'm sure we say that every year. Attendees can look forward to more announcements regarding panels, exhibitors, events, prizes, and information on discounted lodging as the event approaches, making Genesis Week 2024 a milestone event in the Upland Metaverse community calendar. Yeah, pretty cheap for everything that you get, $100 if you miss out on the early birds. Unfortunately, if some people have already asked me, are you going to go to this event? $100 is very cheap for general admission. To get there, you're talking several thousands of dollars. And although I have done very well in the Upland Metaverse this year and banked a bunch of fiat, I certainly won't be dropping any of that to just bugger off on a international holiday by myself. So no, I won't be attending that one. Good luck to you. If you are, have fun, stay safe. There's always some interesting stories that get spread around on the back end for all, or at least some of the shenanigans that goes on. Anyhow, in other metaverse news, now this is very, very interesting, this, and I hope this kind of news bleeds over to some stuff we can expect to see in Upland. So, yes, in other metaverse news, the surge in global smartphone usage, particularly in Africa, is significantly impacting the expansion of the metaverse, making it more accessible and inclusive, with projections indicating that the global smartphone user base will surpass 6,300 million. Isn't that 6.3 billion? Anyhow, I'm no good at math. By 2029, and Africa's smartphone market expected to grow at a rate of 6.8% between 2024 and 2028. The potential for digital connectivity is immense. Africa Rare's Ubuntu Land are pioneering innovative with No, see, I can't even get that right then. Initiative within Africa's metaverse landscape leverages this growth to foster a mobile-friendly metaverse environment by capitalizing on the continent's increasing smartphone penetration and the booming crypto market, which is expected to reach 653 million by 2028. Ubuntuland aims to connect Africa more closely with the global economy. The platform celebrates African creativity and heritage, offering an immersive experience where users can engage in various activities and trade digital assets as NFTs, all accessible through smartphones. As smartphone usage continues to rise globally, the importance of creating inclusive and immersive mobile experience in the metaverse becomes paramount, with Africa Rare's Ubuntuland leading the way in demonstrating how to make the metaverse accessible to a broader audience. Upland are hearing that. A whole bunch of people in these countries, millions and millions and millions, they want to engage in these things and they want to do it on smartphones. So let's get some African cities into the Upland metaverse and let's get some of the bugs and the white screen glitches all sorted out so that when we do onboard these people, that they stick around. Anyhow, moving on in AI news, the French police are currently testing AI-powered surveillance cameras at concerts as a preparatory measure for their planned deployment at the 2024 Paris Olympics. This initiative, marking the country's first use of AI-equipped cameras by Paris police, aims to enhance security by monitoring crowd movements and identifying any unusual or dangerous activities within the Accor Arena. With the Paris Olympics anticipated to pose significant security challenges, over 30,000 officers are expected to safeguard the opening ceremony. This deployment of AI-powered cameras is among several new security measures for the Olympics, including a requirement for locals near Olympic venues to obtain a QR code for bypassing security barriers. Additionally, residents in restricted zones must register any guests wishing to observe the events from private vantage points. The AI cameras, which were used to monitor attendees at Depeche Mode concerts, are part of an experiment following a law passed by the French Parliament allowing AI use for security at sporting and leisure events. The decision was influenced by the chaotic scenes at the 2022 Champions League final. The AI surveillance system is designed to alert operators to various potential threats, including crowd density and the presence of weapons, without leading to arrests based solely on AI-detected images. However, the increasing reliance on AI for security has sparked concerns among privacy advocates, warning of the potential for arbitrary arrests and the erosion of public liberties. Interesting one. It'll be very interesting to see how that one pans out as well. All right, in NFT news, NFL All Day blends NFL fandom with blockchain tech, offering a platform for fans to collect and trade NFL moment NFTs. Operated by Dapper Labs, creators of CryptoKitties and NBA Top Shot, it aims to immortalize sports highlights as digital collectibles. The platform characterizes NFTs by rarity, ensuring each token's uniqueness with blockchain recorded ownership. It fosters fan engagement through interactive features, challenges, and rewards, emphasizing community building. The value of these NFTs is influenced by market demand, rarity, and players' performances, with potential for appreciation over time. NFL All Day not only serves as a marketplace for trading NFTs, but also as a space for fans to showcase their collections, engage in challenges, and earn rewards. As it evolves, it may expand into VR and AR experiences and partnerships with NFL entities, navigating the evolving legal landscape of digital collectibles. Sounds very much in stepping in the footsteps of what Upland has had for several years with the NFLPA kind of stuff as well. So a bit of a shame we didn't get the Ridgy Ditch NFL one there, but see how that one pans out too. All right, in Web3 gaming news, GCash, the leading finance app in the Philippines, has partnered with Axie Infinity to enhance the Web3 gaming experience. This collaboration is a big one, and it introduces a direct on-ramp and off-ramp portal with GCash's G-Crypto feature, allowing secure cryptocurrency transfers from the Axie ecosystem and conversion directly into fiat money. Aimed at empowering the Filipino Web3 gaming community, this initiative emphasizes safety and compliance with industry governance practices. Filipinos, constituting up to 50% of Axie's current user base, stand to benefit significantly from this partnership, which seeks to democratize blockchain technology use and provide economic freedom by simplifying the crypto gaming onboarding process. Yeah, that don't underestimate how massive that could potentially be moving forward. Again, Philippines, let's get some different cities open up in Upland this year, please. Let's get more international. USA is, interesting and all, but come on, there's more to the world than the bloody USA. All right, so moving on to Mid-Cityverse news now. Holy moly. In the Australian Mid-Cityverse news, in a thrilling yet unexpected incident, a 70-year-old grandfather was hit by a kangaroo while cycling in Victoria. This bizarre encounter left him unconscious until his Apple Watch, a birthday gift, alerted emergency services to his location. Despite suffering broken ribs, a head injury, crushed vertebrae, and a dislocated shoulder, kangaroos are no joke. The old man credits his survival to the watch's fall detection features, which notified paramedics and his family of the accident. This story highlights the unexpected dangers Australian cyclists might face, as well as the life-saving potential of wearable tech. The old man has since made a full recovery. He continues his cycling adventures with a newfound caution and appreciation for his watches. Yeah, kangaroos on roads, whether in the car or on a bike or even just walking sometimes. Yeah, they can be extremely dangerous. I read this one as I was putting the notes together last night, and you know what I bought today? I bought myself a smartwatch. I splurged a little bit of Upland cash. Didn't get an Apple one though. Got a different one that's more kind of health focused. Anywho, moving on. New Zealand Mid-Cityverse news. In a daring daylight robbery on Sunday in West Auckland, nine assailants stormed the Caltex Western Springs service station, which is a gas station for all you Yankees out there. An employee triggered a fog cannon for defense but was threatened by a hammer-wielding robber. This incident adds to a concerning trend, marking the eighth robbery of these types of Caltex service stations since January. Despite the alarming situation, the employee was unharmed and the quick use of the fog cannon helped minimize the robber's impact. Police found the getaway vehicle abandoned and are investigating to catch the offenders involved in this brazen attack. And of course, as we do each and every week, lastly but not leastly, in Japanese Mid-Cityverse news, in recent incidents in Japan, 13 individuals were involved in avalanches in Nagano and Tottori in the Northern Alps. 10 were caught in a snowslide on Mount Kazufuki, with two airlifted to safety and the others descending unaided. All were unharmed. Separately, an avalanche on the Mount Daisen left two climbers missing after a group of three was hit while practicing rope work. Despite an ongoing search, those two remain unfound, with avalanche warnings previously issued for the area. Scary, scary stuff. Anyway, that is the beat for this Blockweb week and a bit of a glimpse into some of what's currently making news inside, around, and outside of the metaverse and in the Mid-Cityverse. If you'd like to get involved in any of the Upland Down Under Metatainment productions, or if you have an Upland NFT or Metaverse product, service, or event to promote, then send me, Ben68, a DM on Discord or drop a link in the YouTube comments. And of course, you can always get yourself into the MBA server, which is linked in the description. And that's all we got this week. Later.